Hey, everybody. Welcome to Preps Today with John Millay. You're hearing the voice of John Millay because Jim Suhan is on his way to Tokyo for the Olympics. We wish him well. Hope everything goes smooth and he stays safe. So we've got a special guest here. I'm going to spend some time talking to one of my buddies, Jim Muckenhearn, who is, I would say, one of the hundreds of people behind the scenes who make high school league activities go. And Jim is crucial in a couple of those. But first off, let's say hi to Jim Muckenhearn. Muck, how you doing?
Good. Yeah, thanks for the conversation. I'm looking forward to talking about the Adapted. So.
Yeah, that's it. Is it true that is today your birthday? Is your birthday this week? I was looking at your Facebook
page. Saturday the 17th was my birthday. Yes.
Happy birthday! How did we celebrate?
Sat at the lake cabin and watched the water go by.
That's a pretty good way to celebrate. Yeah. The last time we saw you in person was when Jim and I and Brandon Morton, our producer, when we did the last show from the Pizza Barn in Princeton. You were in the audience. You were a member of the vast in-person audience. I think there were two of you guys there. So that was awful good to see you. But you live in Princeton, and your wife is a high-ranking school official. Why don't you tell us what your wife does?
My wife Barb is the high school principal in Princeton.
There you go.
So
there you
go. She does all that fun administrative work.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you've done a lot of that in the past, correct? You've been an educator and an administrator. Why don't you give us a little quick biography?
Sure. Well, I was a high school business teacher for about 14 years. And then I was a high school 7-12 principal. Those years were in North Dakota. And then we moved to Lake City, Minnesota, where I was lucky enough to be the AD there for 8 years. And then we moved to Princeton, and I've kind of just floated around. I worked for the Department of Corrections, doing adult basic ed in the prisons for a few years. And then I was a superintendent in a small district in northern Minnesota, and worked at East Grand Forks District, and spent too much time away from home, so decided to give that up a little bit and move back home. And this last year, I got to teach DCD students at Cambridge Middle School.
There you go. And where are you from in North Dakota? What's your hometown?
Well, I went to high school in Larimore, North Dakota, which is about 25 miles west of Grand Forks. Okay. And then I taught in central North Dakota, just north of Bismarck.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, let's talk about Adapted Sports, because that's your area. That, you know, I know you from the Adapted world as much as anything. And if people have ever been to an Adapted event, Jim is there. I love it at the state Adapted bowling tournament. You're the announcer. You go behind the counter and grab the microphone, and you keep everybody informed, and you announce the awards. How did you get involved in Adapted Sports?
Well, I got involved the first year that the high school league had Adapted Bowling in 2000. So it's 22 years ago now, or 21 years ago. And Lake City, we got into the Adapted Bowling, and John Bartz and Clyde Riddle were looking for volunteers to help out, and that's kind of where I started, helping with the scoring at the state tournament. That was before we did all the electronic stuff, and we pulled numbers off the boards and reported them to league staff who compiled it.
It's quite a thing. Then, you know, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, and then just from then on, as the high school league needed more help with the other Adapted Sports, I was lucky enough to be asked to help out, and pretty excited about that opportunity.
Yeah, and I don't know if people around Minnesota know that Minnesota was and is a real pioneer nationally in Adapted Sports. In a lot of states, Adapted Sports aren't part of the offerings by the governing body. And How did all that start? Were you around when all these things started, when the high school league began to do these things? And I'll preface that by saying, a couple of weeks ago on Twitter, I was asking for, you know, what's your personal Mount Rushmore of high school activities? And you mentioned some names I know. You mentioned Ed Prochofsky, Jim Christie, Paul Pranghofer, Tony Laban. I know Ed and Jim. I knew Jim. And I knew Ed from his coaching days with the Timberwolves. And I knew he'd done a lot with Adapted, but your tweet said that was the first and only group to promote equal opportunity for students with disabilities in the early 70s. And Minnesota is still the only state with a state-sponsored Adapted athletics since 1993. So can you, do you go, but you don't go that back that far to the early 70s, but maybe you do, Jim. Talk about those four names.
Yeah, well, and I don't, you know, like I say, my association started in about 2000, but I've been able to be a part of the Minnesota Adaptive Athletic Association, which is the statewide conference, and learned the history of this. Plus, I was lucky enough to get started. Jim Christie was still coaching, and he was part of the MAAA as their treasurer. And so I didn't know Jim very well, but I got to know him a little bit and just, you know, admired his veracity for making sure that kids with disabilities had opportunities to play. And Jim was, you know, really was the driving force talking to Ed Prochofsky, his Phi Ed coach at that time. I think it was at Marshall High School in Minnesota, in Minneapolis there. And they got the program started, and I've been lucky to get to know some of those original people. Tony Laban has not been around. He passed away a few years ago. But like Paul Pranghofer, he was one of the first players, and he's still actively involved, served as the MAAA board president. He still referees all the different team sports and officiates those. And so it's just been fun to know some of the people that really got this started and be able to continue their passion for providing these opportunities.
Yeah, and these opportunities are so important and so cool. I some years I can't make it to every Adapted event, but you know, bowling is always a blast. We didn't have these events during the pandemic. I assume we'll be returning to normal here in the coming school year. But you know, go down the list. I don't want to miss any, Jim. Run down the list of Adapted activities we have here.
Well, we have three team sports. So in the fall, we have Adapted soccer. Starts when school starts, or regular soccer season starts. State tournament is the Friday and Saturday, just before the week of Thanksgiving. So I think, what is that, like around the 18th or 19th this year of November, something like that. That's usually at Stillwater. And then we have Adapted floor hockey that runs through March. That state tournament then in mid-March is at Bloomington Jefferson. And then Adapted softball runs May, June. And the state tournament is last 2 years ago, we moved it to Chanhassen High School. And then bowling we only have through the high school league a state tournament, and that's held at Brooklyn Center. But that season runs April, May, and then the MAAA runs state qualifying tournament, so kids can bowl at home or bowl when we can bowl face to face again. They'll bowl in different areas of the state. We don't really call them regions, but they're in different areas of the state. And the top 64 individuals in the three divisions, boys and girls in the three divisions, then qualify for the state tournament. So
yeah, it's remarkable. And the thing with bowling that just is so awesome is two teams can compete against each other, but they can both be in their own bowling alleys at home. You know, and then everybody bowls, everybody rolls, you compare the scores, and there's the result. It's pretty cool. You can't do that in very many sports, but that's
yeah. Well, go ahead. And bowling's great. And bowling's great for all the districts, you know, outstate especially, because we sometimes think it's mostly metro area, but We have a lot of teams out state, and they bolt their home lane. We've had schools participate where there was only one bowler, and they had an opportunity to bowl singles against other schools, you know, and other individuals, and participate. So bowling's a real fun activity for kids with cognitive or physical disabilities, and bowling does have an ASD division also. So we are able to touch a wide range of kids across the state with bowling.
Yeah, those are great activities. And I mentioned earlier, last time I saw you in person, was up at the Pizza Barn. Let me just speak for a moment about the Pizza Barn. I keep talking about that food truck. It has taken over the state. It's a big, huge hit wherever it goes, and it goes everywhere. I just learned this week, you know, people are renting out that food truck for private events. It's not just the town festivals and the schools. It's private events. It's been, and it's going to breweries and ballparks and churches and schools and way beyond Princeton. Jody Stay at the Pizza Barn and her crew, they drive that thing all over. And as always, you know, stop in at the Pizza Barn in downtown Princeton. Easy to find if you're going north or south on 169, coming or going to the cabin, stop in. And tons of great choices on the menu, way beyond pizza, and everything's available for dine-in takeout, take-and-bake, or delivery. Let's go back to our guest here, my friend Jim Muckenhearn. Jim, one of the things I really love about adapted sports, it's under the high school league wing, and the awards ceremonies are so cool because they're exactly like every other sport we do. If you see the state hockey tournament, state basketball, whatever it is, it's no different. The medals, the trophies, they're exactly the same. These kids, you know, they're treated just like the other athletes. And to me, that's real special. The first time, like my first year with the league going to the adapted tournaments, that really stood out to me. And I know it's just part of the ground we're on with adapted sports. I don't know if anybody takes it for granted, but to me, that's just so awesome that those award ceremonies and the kids and the coaches and the families just have so much fun. I think that's an incredible part of these adapted sports.
Oh, absolutely. The opportunities are the same for our kids in adapted sports as they are in regular sports, as you want to, I guess, the best way to term it. But yeah, our kids, I mean, they play hard, and are very competitive, and you know, you have the tears and the broken hearts when they lose that championship game and end up second, or, you know, I mean, it's as much as any other sport, and these kids just, I mean, they really work hard and play hard, and they want to win, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And to honor their achievements at state tournament, you know, with the trophies and the medals, it's a big thing to our kids.
They
wear them with pride when they walk away. So
it's so neat to pull up outside, you know, the parking lot at one of the schools for one of the adapted state tournaments, and there's, you know, a charter bus from, say, Rochester, and it's got all the kids' names written on the windows. We're going to state. It's a huge thing. And you're right about the competitiveness. I mean, these kids work as hard, try as hard. You know, winning is as great. Losing is as not great as in any other activity the high school league does. You know, you see cheerleaders at some of these things. You might see some musicians in the band, kind of a little pep band sometimes. And it is really fun. Another high school league activity you involved of is lacrosse. Take me back to how that started, because you are an integral part of the state lacrosse tournaments.
Well, I think I got to do lacrosse because Rich Matter just is a glutton for punishment with all the picking I do on him and stuff. But
let me just interrupt, and for people who don't know, Rich Matter is one of our longtime veterans in the high school league office, and he's the guy in charge of things like adapted sports and lacrosse, along with other things. But yeah, Rich is a heck of a guy, and you and I like to give Rich some grief, and he can take it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I give him a lot of grief, you know, and I guess I've told him several times, if he doesn't keep hiring me back to come help every year, I'm going to show up anyway. And so at least if he hires me, he can tell me what to do. So, but no, Rich needed some help 1 year, and I, boy, I tell you, I don't know if it's been 7, 8 years now that I've been helping out with lacrosse too, you know, and it's, I just enjoy that state tournament atmosphere, whether it's adapted or lacrosse, and it's fun to, you know, coaches coach hard, kids play hard, and it's just a lot of fun to be around. So,
yeah, it really is. And one of the reasons I like coming into the state lacrosse tournaments, even if I'm just popping in for one or two games, is to see you and to see Rich. You know, I don't see Rich that often. He's in the office and I'm not. So when it's tournament time, I'm more likely to see him at an adapted tournament or lacrosse. Or he also runs our state ski meets up north at Giants Ridge and does a great job. So what's summer like for you? I know you're on a kind of a nice slow pace here, even though your wife is, well, she's probably got some downtime in the summer. And I see Facebook posts from you with your dogs on a boat out on the lake or sitting there looking at the lake. It sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, well, we got lucky this year, a little bit luckier this year. We were able to spend a little more time together before, but Barb's pretty much back to work now every day. And stuff. But yeah, we've been able to take advantage of our lake cabin and spend a couple of weeks up there together. But right now I'm trying to balance between, do I want to be a teacher again or help out in some aspect of special ed? Or do I want to retire? You know, you mentioned my birthday last Saturday. Turned 63. I think you and I are about the same age.
Yep, and, a few months behind you. Yep.
I'd like to retire, but I can't really turn away helping out some of these kids in the special ed program. So right now I'm looking at some opportunities to help out with SPED at some of the schools and. Sure. We're always short of teachers, but other than that, I'm just kind of trying out that retirement run right now. So
nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I'm technically on vacation this week and next week, and I'm 62. I'll be 63 in November, and my wife and I are kind of having those discussions. She's working part time, and I'm not ready to retire because I'm not like you. I don't have a lake place. I don't play golf. I don't fish. I don't hunt. You know, I don't really do the Minnesota things, but I don't know that we'd live anywhere else but here. Our kids are kind of spread around the country. But, yeah, in the summer, we kind of get a taste of slowing down a little bit, hopefully anyway. And it's a great place. You know, you're from North Dakota. I'm from Iowa. I think we're fortunate to have ended up in Minnesota. I can't imagine living anywhere else. And I've lived here longer than I lived anywhere else. You know, I lived in Iowa then. A few years in Phoenix and then here more than 30 years ago. And I don't know how North Dakotans living in Minnesota feel, but I always tell my Minnesota friends that I lived in Iowa until I was 26 years old, but nobody told me I was free to go, which always gets a big laugh in Minnesota. Does not get the same laugh in Iowa. But I'm proud Iowegian and happy to call it home, but Minnesota's been home for a long time now, and I'm guessing you feel the same way.
Well, it is home. I still tell people I'm a North Dakotan living in Minnesota because I have a lot of prairie blood in me. And growing up, my dad's from Minnesota originally, from Delano area, we always used to pick on him about being a Minnesota hunter when we were living in North Dakota. So I can't really don't want to claim it too much, but. It's been good for us. We enjoy being out here I'm still a prairie guy. I'm not going to give up my North Dakota rut.
So. There you go. I'm a flatlander from Iowa too. So we get down there to see relatives and hang out every once in a while. So one last thing I want to ask you about seeing bears, because I know you've posted some, maybe more than one photo of seeing a bear. Is this correct or are you pulling our leg?
Oh, no, we see bear around. I haven't been out quite as much this year to see the bear moving, but I'm getting ready to go looking hard for them again. So.
Okay, well, just remember, they're looking for you too, buddy.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's okay. They're a great animal. They're fun to watch. You know, we There are certain areas of the state where I travel through, and I get to see them quite often, and it's a lot of fun.
Good. Well, it's been fun talking to you, Jim. Appreciate everything you do for kids in Minnesota. It's you have one of those positions that's behind the scenes, but I know everybody involved with adapted sports and lacrosse appreciates everything you do. I appreciate your friendship, and thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate it. It was fun, and of course, like I told you before, I'm always willing to talk adapted. So
you bet.
I appreciate
it. You bet. Thanks, Jim. That's Jim Muckenhearn, my friend from Princeton, and we will talk to everybody again next week.